everybody. This is Sick Puppy.
This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 77 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right. Episode 77, baby.
Wasn't that Paul Coffey's number?
Was it? I don't know. Who's Paul Coffey?
Come on, you know, it's being in a hockey town like this.
Ow. Yeah, well, you know me in the sports thing, dude. I apologize.
He was like one of the greatest Pens ever.
My bad.
He was. He was 77. I was throwing it out there to see if you knew. Well, when he played for the Pens, he was 77. He played for Edmonton. I think he was number 7, so.
That's way too long ago for me, dude. Way too long ago.
There's your little bit of hockey trivia for the night.
Thanks for that. So what do we got coming up, man? Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we got Valentine's Day coming up. And
whoop-de-doo shit. I mean, yay!
We looked back at our previous shows and we're like, well, we never really did a sentimental one. And we're not now.
Yeah.
Well, we did.
So not us.
We had a couple, My Bloody Valentine was in there. And
yeah, but those are just great company, not so good beers.
So, yeah, the beers weren't so good. So we thought long and hard about this because it's been like a month and a half to almost 2 months since we did the show.
Speaking of hard.
Are you stopping a stealing? Stopping a ceiling fan.
Stopping a ceiling fan. Yes, I am.
So we thought long and very, very hard about this. So tonight we bring to you the Flying Dog Brewery.
Valentine's Day themed beers.
You'll
Should
catch
I drink
on.
That way? Yes.
You're going to catch on really quick. So part of the appeal of the Flying Dog, besides the fact that we know they make fantastic beers, is their artwork.
Good beer, no shit.
And their names.
Yes.
The names for their beers are fantastic. And the first one this evening is going to be Doggy Style Pale Ale.
Just again, what you get. Most of you are going to be doing on Valentine's Day, Doggy Style.
Again, you're going to catch the theme we're doing. Because one thing that we get to do while we don't make a show for a while is we get to think a lot.
Yeah, we're kind of skipping the whole dinner thing and going right to the sack. In more ways than one, but never mind.
It's like what really happens with those eHarmony commercials or those Match.com commercials. You show up and you're both like, do you really want to eat? No. Do you just want to eat nails?
Let's just bump uglies and get it over with.
Yeah, let's go to what counts, all right? Because if you're not good at that, we don't want you around.
Tell me now, bitch, before I spend $50 on drinks. Is that wrong?
No, it's not.
Good.
So
you know, I'm not really familiar with Doggy Style Spoon. You want to explain how Doggy Style works?
we're like two little kids in
it's just funny, man.
When you look at your first, your first Playboy, and you point and giggle. That's what this is like.
Boobies.
Right, yes. Okay. So. Doggy Style Pale Ale, it's 5.5%. It's about 35 IBUs, so it's not going to have that much of a bitter taste to it.
Yeah, kind of mild on the hops and, session kind of beer, right?
Yeah, it's made with Northern Brewer and Cascade hops, which Cascade's one of my favorites, so I'm looking forward to it. And It also has American Ale yeast in it. And this also won two awards. It got the 99 Silver Medal at GABF and the 2010 Silver at the European Beer Star, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, I actually don't know what one is either. Not off the top of my head, at least. Interesting. Let me give it a little sniff.
Like the aroma on this. Yeah. Oh, it's definitely a lot of hops right up front with the it's a nice.
Yeah, I kind of get the citrus there, dude. Form.
Yeah. It's not always that you get the citrus on the aroma, too, when you have a lot of hops in it. But depending on the hops that you have.
Sometimes, exactly.
You know, the hops are more overpowering.
Depends on how well it's, how balanced it is.
It's definitely hoppy. It's very light in body.
I wouldn't say too light, though. I think light's maybe too little of a description. I mean, it's not your Coors Light or your Michelob Ultra Light. And it's got some malt backing to it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's not too heavy.
You know what, though? It starts to thicken up a little bit towards the end.
Oh, yeah, on the back of the throat. Yeah, the finish.
Yeah, if you let it sit there for a little bit, that's starting to thicken up.
A little bit dry on the back end. I get a lot of caramel. Do you get caramel out of that?
Hold on.
Let me take another drink.
If I must. I must increase my bust.
The caramel malts are kind of really coming out for me.
I'm picking it up. I'm not getting too much of it, though. It's more of a power than hops.
Oh, yeah, me too. The finish to me is all hops and that dryness from the hops. And that bitterness, you know.
This would be a really great beer for people that are starting to get into craft beer that want to know what a hop flavor is like, that don't want to, like, you don't want to hop bomb them with, like, an IPA.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
Because it's still, the head's still a little creamy on it.
Yeah, I agree. My head's almost actually gone now. I'm doing mine in a snifter glass, so.
Where's my... Hold on, I gotta find my camera.
You actually have a lot of lacing left on yours. I have nothing.
If you look, my lacing looks like SpongeBob.
Okay, I wish we were doing video. That's creepy.
See SpongeBob?
Wow.
Check that out.
See what happens when you go doggy style? You start seeing things like SpongeBob. You know, I bet women like doggy style.
Well, yeah, because they could both watch hockey at the same time.
Yeah, that gives them something to do. They could read, you know. Do some dishes.
Play Sega.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Sorry. Oh, there's the age of myself.
I'll just be busy back Sega. Here, honey. Yeah, you did.
Playing Xbox 360. You know, I wonder if they could do... I wonder if there's a Kinect game that they can get...
The Kama Sutra Kinect game.
Where they would be able to do it doggy style and still be able to play the game.
Wow. We need a lot of rocking back and forth.
Xbox, get on that, will you?
Kama Sutra Xbox game.
That's not bad, though. I like it.
Yeah, overall, it's a great beer. It's a good session beer, you know. Like you said, 5.5%, not too potent. I actually haven't had that beer for a long time. I've had it before. I'm kind of glad we're revisiting it now, you know.
I definitely dig it. Wow. Yeah. It's surprising because I don't usually think of doggy style as the beer that I'm going to go for when I want a pale ale. You know, something just to
yeah,
with.
And that's why I'm glad we're revisiting kind of like Flying Dog because really I haven't, you know, been in the Flying Dog arena, you know, on their staple beers for a long time.
And the other thing that I noticed too is, all right, so when you I did mention the labels.
So yes, the artwork
you're looking at this
are amazing.
One, so you got the crazy ass. The batshit crazy dog on here, and the wings that he has. If you look really close at the color pattern of the wings, it kind of looks like he flew right into the Partridge Family bus.
Wow.
Check that shit out.
Or he threw up the Partridge Family bus.
Or he just beat the shit out of it. Yeah.
Wow.
Either way.
Yeah, I mean, the art on these bottles are amazing, man. I mean... It's that whole Hunter S. Thompson kind of theme thing. And it's not actually Hunter S. Thompson art. It's Ralph Steadman is actually who did all the art for these.
But his quotes are a big inspiration.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
Wow. I really like this.
They're very artsy and delicious.
Hey, you know what else is artsy and delicious?
Uh-oh. What's artsy and delicious, Spoon?
The Big Tap-In.
Hell yeah! I'm looking forward to it this year, man. Yes. When's the date, man?
April 21st, 2012.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
I am a plethora of knowledge,
yes.
By the way.
I do believe, though, that the VIP session right now may be sold out.
Ooh.
I can't confirm that, but I do believe it is.
If it's anything like last year's, it's well worth the money.
Oh, it's going to be bigger, better, and better, man. New venue this year. It's going to be
bigger.
Yeah,
it's at Youngstown's big convention center.
Yeah, the Covelli Center.
Yeah.
Downtown Youngstown. And, you know, like we said in our previous show when we were talking to Phil, you know, for those people that, you know, complaining about it moving, man, the guys didn't really have a choice. And, you know, the original the original venue isn't really renting out anymore.
Which is fine because, you know, it's bigger, it's going to be better,
yep, exactly.
And there's going to be shuttles running back and forth.
Yes. Thank God for that, Spoon.
Oh, hell yes. I can't imagine myself staying in Youngstown.
I can't imagine Drunkenly Stupor walking back with all our equipment from Youngstown to Boardman.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. that wouldn't happen. We'd have to get a private escort back.
Right on, man. But yeah, that's April 21st. It's from the VIP section starts at 1 o'clock till 6 p.m. And then the general session is from 3 to 6.
Which, you know what that means? That means we don't get a freaking break.
I know, dude. I know. We're going to have to multitask, brother.
Which is fine, because last year, I believe it was the Hot Mustard people, Uncle Jim's, and a few others kept bringing us food.
Yeah.
That was a huge
other
plus.
Than the shit the asshole stole from us last year that are off our table. We're going to have to keep shit locked down this year. That was ridiculous.
But not to take away from
the event. It was a great event, so I digress.
But here's the cool thing, people. It's general admission. It's $45 for like 3 hours of good drinking, food, arts, and everything. But also, your drinking is helping benefit Making Kids Count.
Yes.
Which is it's a local charity for them. It's to make the lives of the children and their families a little bit brighter by focusing on the individual needs and with the help of the volunteers. So
right, and they've had what? This is the third big tap in, right, Spoon?
Yes, this will be the third.
And so
you're drinking for the kids.
I never really looked into this, and I don't think we even mentioned on the show about this organization. We probably should. So makingkidscount.org is the website, and they do like birthday parties for children in shelters. They provide baskets for newborns. They also do like end of treatment birthday parties at Akron Children's Hospital. They're involved with back to school programs, with the school supplies. Jeez. Yeah, they do a lot. And they have a Williamson Elementary School program working with the kids there, and also one in Struthers as well. So they do a lot for the kids, man.
Well, so, yeah, it's something that you definitely want to check out. Plus, you're drinking to help sick kids.
Yeah,
Well, make kids count.
All kids, really, yeah.
Yeah. Sick kids, healthy kids.
Healthy kids.
Actually, you're helping all kids.
Underprivileged kids, yeah.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
Just kids in need in general. How's that? It's a damn good organization, so.
And the Big Tap-In is probably the place you want to be this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They kick off the Beer Fest season. We have such a blast there every year. And Phil and Sandy at Vintage Estates has been top-notch hosts for us.
Always will be, man. They're family.
And
good
Bob.
People, man. And Bob. I know everyone at Bob. B, man. I love them all.
Everyone, especially Bob.
Especially Bob.
Bob. I just like saying Bob. So he looks at me and says, "Shut up, Spoon." I'm like, "Shut up, Bob."
Bob's a good dude, man. Love him.
And then Bob kills you. And it's all good.
If you ever go to a Vintage Estate in Boardman, ask Bob to show off his hop tattoo.
Ha!
He's got a cool little hop tattoo. It's fairly brand new. He's all proud of it, so, ask him about it. Hey, Bob, let me see your hops.
Hey, Bob.
Let me see your hops on your arm.
Okay, puppy. This one's down. What do we got next?
You done with that, man? Are you ready for number two?
I am absolutely ready. This is like nonstop going now. See, since we're doing this across the internets,
yes.
Across the worldwide webs.
The webs is...
We can't sit around and like bullshit for 5 hours like we usually do.
It's the lightning round.
Plus, I have to say that Death Race is on right now in the other room.
Wow.
And I can see it from here. I freaking love that movie.
Is that the original one, Death Race 2000, from like the 70s, 60s, 70s?
No, this is the one with Handsome Rob in it. Kiss and Stram.
Yeah, that's the remake from... Ooh, that was still kind of an old movie, yeah. Dude, keeping with the theme...
Yes.
What happens, when you're doing doggy style, it's with a strange partner, and you pick up something? Yeah. What happens in the morning? You get a little what?
I go to the clinic.
Yeah. Why though? What do you got?
I got a scratch.
You got some old scratch. You do the doggy style. You get some old scratch. Lesson learned, man. So what's our next beer?
Old Scratch Amber Ale.
Old Scratch Amber Lager.
Amber Lager.
It is a lager, my friend.
Yes, you're right. It is a lager.
It is indeed. I mean, I don't really go for lagers too much. Do you? I'm more of an ale guy.
Not so much anymore. It's been a while since I've gone for... an actual lager.
I have nothing against lagers. It's just I just prefer the ales, really.
Well, you know, when I started getting into craft beers, I really drank a lot of lagers.
Sure.
So I think now it's just, you know, ales are my way to go. This one's not too bad. This is 5.5%. 19.5 IBUs.
This even has way less hops than the first one we did.
It's got the German Pearl and the Hallertau hops.
Hallertau.
Yes. And but here's what's cool, though, is the lager strain is proprietary for it.
Yeah, it's definitely an in-house flying dog yeast.
And the awards they won is they got the gold in 2005 and 2008, the silver at the GABF.
Sweet.
The Great American Beer Festival.
Yeah, I mean, this is an amber lager, but it's also, you know, Beer Advocate describes it as a California common or a steam beer, which I'm not too sure about that. You know, I'd have to look into that more, but to me, it's an amber lager.
Here's the way that I see it with all these beer review sites. Whatever the brewer calls it, that's what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
I really don't give a shit what Beer Advocate or Rate Beer says about it. Because, you know, they're coming up with their own styles. And, you know, if Flying Dog says it's an amber lager, it's an amber lager.
Right.
Fuck it.
And, I mean, this lager, I mean, the color on it's really nice, dude. I mean, it's got that.
That actually kind of looks like an, wow, look at that.
Copper to me. If I hold on their light, it's really, you know, strong in the copper color.
There's a lot of, wow. There's a lot of yeast on the nose.
Is there? Let me take a whiff here.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of yeast out of that. And,
yeah, I'm not getting, are you getting a lot of nose? I'm not. Maybe because I just got over 2 weeks of the flu, so that may have something to do with it. I'm all better now, though, Spoon.
Ooh, this is... So, yeah, it's nice and dry. It's a little bit dry on the finish.
Wow.
It's very sweet up front.
Actually, to me, that's very dry on the finish. But not in a bad way. I mean, it's good. I get malt, and then that hoppy dryness on the back end.
Yeah. Wow, that's actually not too bad.
Again, I get that caramel malt in there. It's kind of similar to the doggy style in that sense to me. Nice, clean hop, bitter finish.
Now, see, here's the other thing is, since we were talking about the head before.
Yes.
Or the lacing. Hold on, let me see if I can get this to work right. I don't know how it's going to look on your side. It might look. But look, I've got a beer mustache.
Wow.
Which is funny because I have a beard now.
Yes, you do. It's Mountain Man Spoon.
I'm just being lazy.
Yeah, I hear that, bro.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't go for this one right off the bat. I think I'd reach for the doggy style over this one so far. It's a good beer, but
The two would. Like, these are the two beers that you would have if friends are coming over to, like, to watch the game or something.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, like you said earlier, like getting somebody into craft beer, I think this one may actually go over a little bit better than the doggy style. Just because of that lagering aspect of it.
Well, see, that's the thing, is they're both 5.5%.
Yeah, they're great session beers.
The doggy style does have more bite to it, so, like, the craft beer fans, I think, you're going to lean towards the doggy style a bit more.
Doggy style, yeah, I agree.
Whereas people that, I don't even want to say the Yingling drinkers, because that's more of a Pennsylvania thing.
Just the beginner, like, adventurous people, I guess.
Yeah, your standard lager people, like, they'll like this beer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, too. Yep. It's got that lager, that nice crisp finish that a lager, you know, is supposed to have. It's very textbook in the lager category.
It makes me happy.
Dude, what else we got going there right around the big tap-in time? Got another good event coming up.
We do. And this is something that both Sick Puppy and I are involved with.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was the first... I don't want to say this isn't the first public announcement, but this is the first time you're hearing it from us.
From us, yeah.
Well, unless you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/shouldidrinkthat. I would like to formally announce Pittsburgh is having their first annual, even though it's the first
Pittsburgh
Craft Beer Week.
Yep. Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week, baby.
We need to have like horns or something going off here.
Thank you.
I'm using my e-cigarette as a trumpet right now.
And there was much rejoicing. So yes, April 20th to the 28th will be the first ever Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week. We'll have clowns and rides and.
Wow, that's funny.
Myself and Sick Puppy are on the planning committee for this.
And you should thank us for that, because I also got us a bouncy castle.
Yes, bouncy castles rock.
No, in all seriousness, man, we're really looking forward to this. We're proud to be a part of it. And honestly, I really have to get my ass in gear this coming week, because I was out with the flu there for a little bit. But I'm excited, man. What are you thinking?
So I was at the last planning meeting, which was this past week, mm-hmm. at Penn Brewery. This is the other plus side to being on the plan committee, is we get to go to a lot of bars and
yes.
drink for free.
Drink beer.
And make decisions.
Awesome.
So,
while we're on that, though, before you continue, Spoon, I hear you had a really good Valentine's Day beer at Penn Brewery. You want to talk a little bit about that?
No.
No?
Yes.
Tease.
So Penn came out with this chocolate beer.
Mm-hmm.
And
I haven't had it, but I hear good things from you, man.
It was, wow, I don't know how to describe it, besides delicious. Like, it probably one of the best Penn beers I've ever had.
Really?
Penn Brewery's been around for about 25 years in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And, I'm thinking back about it. It was fantastic. There was a lot of just roasted, you could get the roasted beans in it.
You know, what's that? Is that the chocolate meltdown? Is that what
it's
called?
It's chocolate meltdown. And there's just a lot.
American style, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about 6%, I believe. But there, it was chocolatey, and it was like that hint of coffee and roasted malt, and just
nice. Was it like pitch black? I love that.
It wasn't pitch black, but it was dark. It was very good. I really enjoyed it. It's been a while since I've had a beer from Penn that just made me go, God damn, this is made here.
Yeah, they make great beers, but. You know, they've never really, you know, and I don't mean to sound disrespectful when I say this, but nothing's ever really stood out as a holy shit beer to me, you know?
So, well, the other beer I got to have there, which is brand new also, is their Overlook IPA.
How is that? I almost bought one on the other day.
It's very hoppy.
Nice, very man. Hoppy, I'll have to pick one up.
It's like bitter, but there's not much malt to it. So it's like, it's bitter, and then it's like light body, so it's kind of confusing.
Huh.
Like, you get that hop bomb, and then you're like, okay, what the hell's the rest of this?
Wow, yeah, that's good, though. That's a complex beer.
But
I
liked it. I really liked it. And I think it was their first time making an IPA, and I told some of those guys there that night, I'm like, guys, this is a good IPA. This is different.
Now, unfortunately, though, I think, isn't that Chocolate Meltdown, that's tap only, right?
It was that night.
Yeah, I think they're only doing that in the keg. But
yeah, probably growler fills and stuff. But
the other one you were talking about is definitely in bottles, because I've seen that.
Yeah,
one out there.
I've seen the artwork for it, but it's very cool.
Yeah.
So with Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week, what we're going to do? PittsburghCraftBeerWeek.com. Pittsburgh does have an H on it. You heat.
Yes, it does. And it's not spelled with two X's either. It's not Pittsburgh. Yeah.
It's PittsburgH, craftbeerweek.com. So right now we're looking at between 60 to 100 events. I think we have like 60 locked down, and then we're playing up to about 100 events.
Yeah, I'm kind of in charge of like the northern Pittsburgh area. That's why I'm getting my ass in gear. So
the date will be the 20th of April, which starts with the Fatheads Brewers Ball. Mm-hmm. And runs until the 28th of April. So it's actually 8 days.
Right. And let me stop you there for a second,
come
Spoon.
Come on and sing it. 8 days
a week.
Yeah. Sorry.
You know, we're going to be putting this out, you know, before Valentine's Day here, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this isn't until April. So if anybody, you know, knows of a place up here in the north, you know, north of Pittsburgh, Wexford, Cranberry, whatever, let me know. Email us, and, you know, I'll get something going on there. I'll hook up an event. Let's do it.
In fact, if there's any event that you want to host, if you're if you're in the Pittsburgh area, or if you just want more information, go to PittsburghCraftBeerWeek.com.
You got it. There you go.
The Craft Beer Week is ran by the Pittsburgh Craft Beer Alliance, which we're both members of now. I feel like we should have a membership card like when we walk into bars.
Hi, I'm with the Craft Beer Alliance.
But there's quite a few people. Sick Puppy and I are both on the PR marketing end of it.
Of course. That's where we belong.
There's a brewer section and like a legal and a finance section. But here's the cool thing, too, is there's going to be three beers made specifically for Craft Beer Week made by local Pittsburghers, and it's a collaboration. So we have six breweries paired up into three teams of two, and we're gonna have three different styles of beer being made. So you're gonna have to get ready for that because it's gonna be all over Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and we're not gonna really announce yet what the beers are gonna be, right? I don't want to do that just yet.
Yeah, you know, they haven't announced names for it. Right. Actually, they have their ideas down.
Yeah.
There's one of them was a sour.
Okay.
And then one of them is a Kolsch. And English Pale Ale, I think, is the third one. But what they're doing is they gave them basically said, here's the yeast strain you got to use. Come up with a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys are going to town. And from what I heard, they're really excited about it. So Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week, it's coming up. Get ready for it. Should I drink? Yes. That's definitely going to be involved.
Oh, my God, yes.
You're going to see your shit everywhere.
You know, this is a first here, too, and I haven't even talked to Spoon about this, but if I can get away with it, I may make a special wheat beer for this event. One keg only, kind of a special deal.
Where are you going to have it?
I don't know yet.
You got to watch it because of PA laws. But
I know. Well, if I give it away, it's all good.
Yeah, we were running into issues with all
the PA. Yeah, I'm not going to sell it. But, you know, I'm going to try it. If it turns out like I want to, it's got to be out there in the public. Because it's not your normal wheat beer, that's for sure.
Well, here's the thing is, one thing that we found out through dealing with this is how backwards the PA laws are.
Oh, that's a mess, dude.
When it comes to craft beer.
It's a fucking nightmare.
We've had to jump through to get this to work, so.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of dedicated people. It's going to be very cool. So, yeah, check it out, PittsburghCraftBeerWeek.com. There's also a Facebook page and a Twitter feed right off there. So, yeah, check those out.
Yeah, definitely. Take a look and, hope you're as excited as us for that because that's a big deal in Pittsburgh, man. It's going to be an incredible week.
Fantastic. So, how's the beer treating you? What do you think?
I'm kind of ready to move on to the next one, dude, to be honest with you. Not that the first two were bad, I'm just, I'm seeing what we got next, and I'm excited.
I'm excited, too, because now this is where we kind of split up a little bit. Here's the thing.
Yeah, man. I like this idea.
With how the show's starting to work now is Puppy only has beers available in his area, and the beers available in my area aren't necessarily the same. Same distributors, but not necessarily same beers.
Not the same retailers, yeah. But that actually works out good, and I like this idea, Spoon.
Well, here's the thing. Here's where my beers came from.
Because we cover more beers this way. I like it.
That's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
So the beers that I bought actually came from a brand new six-pack shop that opened in the South Hills called McNeely Beer on McNeely Road Avenue. I think it's Avenue McNeely. I could be. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm still learning South Hills. But I heard they were opening up, so I went down to check them out, and they were just like Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds when they first opened. It's that kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, and dude, I gotta check that place out, man. You've been saying nothing but good things, bro.
Their prices are fantastic. Bombers are a little high, but for 12-ounce bottles, though, if you get a mixed six pack, it's 20% off.
Interesting.
So it's I believe it's McNeelyBeer.com is their website, and I've been down there four times, and they've been open 2 weeks, week and a half, just because I'm tired of going to Giant Eagle for everything. Giant Eagle's a pain in the ass. I want to go down there. I want to talk to people about beer.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to talk to some strung-out raver chick going, yeah. No, I want to enjoy my beer and talk to people about it. And these guys are hardcore beer geeks.
Yeah, you get that craft beer atmosphere there, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Now, so it's still a new business, so they're still building the inside of the store, getting everything done. But they do have a lot of beers in there, which I love because I'm like, ooh, I want that, I want that, I want that. And they had one 20-minute, so I got like one of their last bottles of that. They do have a lot of the they have Dogfish Fort, which you can't find really anywhere. They have Vertical Epics from 08 to 11. or 9 to 11. And they have the only bottles of CBS I've seen left, Canadian Breakfast Stout.
Wow, do you know what the prices are on those?
Canadian, I think, was 36.
Yeah, they got to be high, dude, yeah. Sad, but true.
That's what you're going to pay, though, for, you know,
yeah,
for a beer
that's yeah. rare.
But, yeah, it's definitely a cool place to check out. So, yeah, check out McNeely Beer. I've already talked to them about doing a show down there, and we both agree. We're like, yeah, it's once you guys get your feet settled and everything, mm-hmm. the hecticness of new stores is down. I go, we'll definitely stop out, or I'll stop out, or whatever.
Yeah, sure, dude.
But here's the cool thing with how Should I Drink that's now set up is I can cover the South, whereas Sick Puppy could cover the North.
Mm-hmm.
So we're expanding.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, dude, nice segue, by the way. There's a newer one up you know, kind of in between us. It's in Carnegie.
Oh,
I mean, it's
yeah.
in Scott Township, specifically. The 99 Bottles, it's a 99 Bottles beer store. They're a little small place. I was just there, maybe end of last week, checking them out. I got over the flu and, you know, thought, you know what? It's time for beer. Yeah, because I was, you know, without beer for so long. So I wanted to check out, you know, these guys were fairly new. I think they only been open for like a week or so now. But 99 Bottles, like I said, they're in Carnegie. And if you're familiar with that area, if you're local, it's located at the former CJ's Bistro on Route 50 near Carnegie. And, you know, there's a place to sit down there. They have a little bit of food. And I think there's probably about 500 beers there. Maybe 480, I think, is what they originally said.
I like that. Here's the funny thing, is after Sick Puppy left, I showed up 10 minutes later.
Yeah, that was hilarious. We just missed each other, dude. And I mean, you talked to Dustin Jones, the owner, I think, when you were there, and his wife.
I love that they have taps. And I think that's fantastic.
I want to apologize to his wife right now, if you're listening to this, because I don't remember your name. But, yeah, the owner is Dustin Jones. And they have what? I want to say, is it a dozen beers on tap? Or they're more than that, I think.
Probably about.
Actually, you know what? It's 28. 28 beers on tap. I remember that now.
So, yeah, it's more than that.
That's a lot, man. I mean, that's a great selection of draft beers. I mean, get growlers to go there. You know, $4.99 for a growler, which is, you know, pretty decent price for an empty. And then whatever the beer costs after that, obviously. Yeah, check them out, man. If you're in the Carnegie area, it's 99 Bottles. Really easy to get to off of Route 79 on the Carnegie exit. Really good people. And like you said, too, I plan on doing a show with them, or you know, we will, here very, very soon. Because they deserve to, you know, they deserve the attention, if you will. Very good people.
It's yeah. When I stopped in there, it's the store has a lot of potential to it. It's mm-hmm. another one of those that just opened. At one point, it had to have been a Pizza Hut because of the
yeah. It looks like a Pizza Hut, dude. Yeah. I think before it was CJ's Bistro, I bet it was a Pizza Hut.
It had to have been. But it's I definitely like the place. They could get more Bombers in there.
Yeah, right now. Which, I mean, they're young. They just opened up. They have one cooler Bombers and like maybe six or seven coolers of 12 ounces.
Right. Well, from talking to them, too, it sounds like, you know, they are going to be expanding more to it, but they are open. And here's the thing. When these new beer stores open is you have to give them a chance to grow a little bit. Like, you
sure.
can't judge them based strictly
right.
on the first week.
Yep.
Because you're setting yourself up for failure. But go in there and see what it's like, and then take that image when you go back later and say, okay, this is how the guys have expanded.
Exactly.
You know,
they're
growing on it. Like, I noticed with McNeely Beer, talking to those guys, they're going to have, you know, a food menu. They're going to have a lot more stuff. They're going to have beer tastings. They're going to have a beer club and all that stuff. So it's similar to the way Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds were for us when they opened.
Yep.
And I'm pretty excited for it because it's gonna be
fun to watch them both grow, you know. And dude, you mentioned food. 99 Bottles, you're gonna love this, man. The food they're gonna be bringing in is the roadside ribs barbecue from South Fayette.
Really?
So they're gonna have pulled pork, chicken and ribs, you know, all that good barbecue stuff, man, on the menu. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So, and I wish them the best, and you know, we'll be talking to them real soon, as well as McNeely.
Absolutely.
But, you know, enough beer store chatter. Let's get to the next beers, man. You want to go first, or are we going to do these in tandem? What do you think?
If you want to go, That's fine.
I'll go.
I'll tell you what, we could do them. Yeah, we could do them both at the same time.
Sure. We're still sticking with the theme here, too, by the way. So,
all the beers are from Flying Dog.
You know, so far, we've done doggy style, gotten some old scratch from that. And it's all because of one thing, Spoon.
What's that?
That raging bitch.
I was wondering, because the thing is, we don't know what each other has for the two surprise beers. We just know that they're not the same.
She's just a raging bitch, man. That's all she is. You know, you do a little doggy style, you get a little scratch from that raging bitch.
Mine is going to be the In Heat Wheat Hefeweizen.
Ah, okay. I thought you were going for another one, but that's the next one.
The next one is my big one that I had told you I was thinking about buying.
Right.
You know,
see,
if I actually bought it.
You should probably have done that one first. That way, you know, hey, you're in heat. Do a little doggy style.
That's
get a little old scratch from your raging bitch.
You're in heat, so that leads to what the next beer is going to be.
That damn raging bitch.
Holy shit. Oh, I don't know if I like this.
Is that your first in heat wheat, man?
I don't know. I'd have to check on tap. I don't know if I've drank this one before.
I mean, for me, dude, I mean, I've had this beer several times before, and it's probably one of my favorite Flying Dog beers is the Raging Bitch. It's that Belgian style India Pale Ale, and if you're going to be a geek or a snob about it, you know, Belgian and IPA are not supposed to really go together traditionally. But and I've had some bad ones, but this one is just amazing. The Raging Bitch is a Belgian style India Pale Ale. Comes in at about 8.3%, I believe. 60 IBUs, so it's fairly, you know, on the upper side of the hops, on the bitterness. And they use three different hops. It's a Warrior, Columbus, and Amarillo, three of my favorites. And an El Diablo yeast. I'm not familiar with that yeast. I don't know what the hell that is. Might be proprietary to them, I don't know. But I think this was brewed for their 20th anniversary in 2010. But, dude, I mean, it's right up front. It's just nothing but hops, and then you get that yeasty aroma right after that.
Nice.
But for me, it's mostly hops up front, man. I mean, it smells like you got that spiciness from the yeast on the aroma, a little bit of citrus, some sweet fruit, you know, again, from the hops, or I'm sorry, from the yeast. But it's got this malty kind of backbone to it, but it's also got that bready yeast flavor on top of it too, which makes it a really interesting beer because you get that breadiness from the Belgian yeast.
I like the breadiness.
That's the breadiness. Nice, I love it. And you know, I'm a whore for Belgian beers, dude. I love that breadiness and that yeastiness.
Well, yeah, it's funny that when you say breadiness, because and this is like a random side note, is I actually was the guest judge for a wine tasting competition.
Yes, let's talk about that a little bit, dude. Go ahead and talk about that, because I unfortunately couldn't make that, and I wish I could have. But
so what they had is one of the local wine groups, I don't know if they've given me, I think I have permission to talk
about it. Sure, talk about it.
Wait, hold on, I got to make sure that they
should I drink that, dude? It doesn't matter.
I know. I want to make sure that they posted the winners and everything before I talk about it.
Oh. Well, you can just talk about, you know.
I can generalize.
Yeah, generalize.
Okay, they did.
It's a cool event, man. I kind of wish I would have been there because you know I'm not a wine fan, and I think our fans know I'm not a wine fan. I think it would have been really interesting for me to be there and go through that and just to see how I would react and, you know, see if there's something I actually did like. I don't know.
So we're friends with this group. Excuse me, called the East Coast Wine Geeks. They are, I don't want to say there's, should I drink that, of the wine world?
Yeah, don't insult them.
But but they are very, very, very generous hosts. Jen and Chris and everybody else that I met that night, I knew those two beforehand. But their whole group is just fantastic, and their whole mantra for drinking wine is you have fun with it. It's kind of like us with drinking craft beer. We won't get snotty or snooty or snobbish on you.
Right, right.
About shit.
Yeah, I respect that. That's great, man.
And that's what I love about them.
Just enjoy what you're drinking, man. Bottom line.
And they do have a podcast, too, which I listen to that because I'm getting more into wine. So go check out their website, by the way, eastcoastwinegeeks.com. We'll have a link up should I drink that. So we met at this winery, and it was very cool. It's a very small winery in Pittsburgh off of Campbell's Run Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in there with Mind Bling from
Mind Bling. Miss you, girl. I haven't seen you forever.
She has so many different blogs. I don't know which one I'm supposed to promote, so we'll say Bitchburg.
There you go.
So yeah, her and I were hanging out, and I was like, well, I was like, Mind Bling, I've never reviewed wine before. Like, I know beer, but how do I put it in the wine? And she showed me some of her sheets, and she goes, honey, just say whatever the hell it tastes like.
Honey.
I'm like, really? She's like, seriously. She's like, don't put down like snooty terms. Just if it tastes like cardboard, say it tastes like cardboard. If it tastes like a fruit roll-up, I'm like, gotcha. So by the end of the night, we're looking at our notes, and we've got like all this creative shit going on our notes. And people are looking at it like, well, we could tell who wrote these two.
Yeah, but you know, honesty is the best, man.
Meanwhile, there were like the guys, the couple, which this older couple that own the winery.
Mm-hmm.
Were just, you know, fantastic, and they were there doing the wine samples too, and they were telling us, you know, how they were picking up the different woods and stuff from it. And I'm like, I'm not getting that, but I'm not a big wine drinker, so I can't get
right.
that. And the lady said to me, she's like, so how, you know, why are you here? Why are you, you know, the guest judge? I'm like, well, I drink craft beer, and she's like, oh, I'm like, no,
whoa.
No, but I was like, but I brew it too. I go, I'm really, you know, I'm really getting into bringing in the white zin barrels and everything to, you know, bring the two worlds together. And she's like, you and I need to talk.
Yeah.
So we chatted, but well, what you were saying just reminded me, though, is as I'm talking to these wine people, they're so passionate about wine, but they're like, yeah, it is like a fruit roll-up. You're right. Yeah, that's the taste. It tastes like bubble gum. Yeah, that's it.
And then, to me, that's the way it should be. I mean, yeah, I get both sides of that, but just speak what's in your heart, man. Just say it.
Well, and then the plus side to it, so the winery was Kavik, Kavic Winery.
Okay.
Or kavicwinery.net. There's a link for that, too, mm-hmm. that we're going to post. They said, well, there's bottles of our stuff if you want to try that, too. So it was like, it was a fun night.
I bet, man. I bet.
I'm going to put it at that. It was a fun
sorry
night.
Sorry I missed it. I think I was out with a flu for that one, wasn't I?
But anyways, so yeah, it was a fantastic time. Thank you, Mindbling, for sitting at my table with me. We actually did the wine samples out of shot glasses and had to pour them into a glass and sniff it and
wow
and all that. So yeah, it was very official. They take it extremely serious, and these guys are hardcore wine geeks, but they're fun. They're a lot of fun.
That's cool, man.
And I love told them, I go, we'll get all you guys on for a beer show
mm-hmm.
because they are totally people that we would hang out with.
I'm in, dude. Let's do it.
And on that note, let me tell you about my beer.
Yes. What you got there, man? A little In Heat Wheat, right?
In Heat Wheat Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen. It's 4.7. It's 12 IBUs.
And this is probably the lowest alcohol beer one we're going to do tonight, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got the German Pearl hops and its proprietary yeast strain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got the silver in 03 and the bronze in 06 from the GABF. And let me tell you, this is a freaking good Hefeweizen. Because as you've been talking, I've been drinking. And this is, you know, it's hazy, as it should be. It's golden. Nice creamy head on it. This is, this is, if you want your people starting craft beer, if they've been drinking Blue Moon with a wedge of orange.
Yeah, and I think wheat beers are a great way to start people into craft beer. To me, I think that's the best gateway.
The fruit that's on this in the back, mm-hmm. or actually in the front, it's kind of making, it's a little bit lemony. I'm getting citrus to it. Hmm. Wow. It's very good. Wow. Yeah. I'm starting to get more into Hefeweizens now.
Really?
Since we started the show, because I need, like, I don't want to see lawnmower beers, but I need summer beers.
Sure, man.
And this is.
I'll have to give you my durian wheat recipe then.
I am not putting durian in this house. It's all you.
I'm looking forward to batch number two on that one.
Mm. But this is very good. And ironically, at the time, McNeely Beer has a special, which they don't have anymore, but they had it at the time, was if you bought In Heat Wheat, you got half off.
That was a Valentine's Day special, right?
You know, it was like an opening special.
Ah, gotcha. Cool. They were just pimping the Valentine's Day for it, I guess, for In Heat.
According to their website right now, it is no longer a special, so...
Ah, okay, cool.
So if you're listening to the show, don't expect to go down there and get it.
Yeah, right. Spoon bought it all. They're out.
I bought one. They're out.
I bought show material.
No, but it's good, though. It's very crisp, very refreshing.
You know, for the people that have been with us for a very long time, you know, you've always heard that I do not like wheat beers. But I would say within the last year, Spoon, that's starting to change for me a lot. I'm starting to respect them a lot more, and you know, I visit them a lot more now. And I think part of that is just because I've been brewing some of them lately. And, you know, learning to respect them a little bit more and understand them, you know, more than I ever did. Which is a good thing, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is the ideal beer that you're going to want to give the Bud Coors Miller drinkers and say, try this.
Yeah, fuck that Blue Moon. Have an In Heat Wheat.
You know what?
Good beer, no shit. As
this is the beer that you give my mom, who's always bitching about beer.
Yeah, there you go.
But she, oh, that's the thing. But she loved my beer that I made, thanks to Sokobi.
Yeah, congrats on that, man. You're welcome.
And she actually took it to, I gave her a six-pack, and she took it to the Super Bowl party.
Oh, nice.
And everybody was asking for more. I'm like, I don't have any more.
And you were worried about, you know, 5 gallons being too much. I remember.
Well,
we
I still have a
about,
couple bottles in the basement, but I'm not taking them up to Erie.
Yeah, it's just a couple bottles, though. You were worried about, you know, having too much, man. It goes fast when you're sharing it, brother. Especially when it's good.
The only problem is I can't get my bottles back.
Yeah, that's, well, you know the cure for that is drink more beer. Yeah, that's right.
No shit, drink more beer.
Drink more, save the bottles. Or if you're listening to this and, you know, save the bottles for Spoon, I'm sure he'll pick them up.
Right.
They get cleaned and sanitized. We're good.
Hey, so if you are interested in checking out all these beers that we are drinking tonight, you can go to flyingdogales.com.
Yes, we must pimp the website for sure.
And check out Flying Dog. They're currently based in Frederick, Maryland.
Yeah, that's a whole... we're still a Colorado brewery, but now we have an office in Maryland, but they still call themselves a Colorado brewery because they still have an office there, so... It's weird.
Mass-producing shipping areas in Maryland, so we're calling them a Maryland brewery.
I'm with you.
And you know what? It's our show, so we'll call them whatever the hell
exactly.
We want.
Oh, speaking of that, dude, I know you know we didn't talk about this, but you just remind me of something. You said Maryland. You know, Baltimore is near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
Heavy Seas just opened up a brew pub and a restaurant in Baltimore.
Oh, I am so happy about that. I got a text from them. Or not a DM on Twitter about that.
It always, you know, disappointed me because I go to Baltimore, you know, once a year, and you know, with our friends from Brain Gravy and whatnot, and we never really hit the Heavy Seas Brewery because it was, you know, you had to do a tour and they closed at 2 on a Saturday and it's just really rough to get there. So
see,
I'm really excited for this.
If I was there,
yeah, I'm really excited.
I'm a huge Heavy Seas fan.
Yeah, dude, they're a great brewery. But there's no excuse. They have a restaurant and a brew pub, and we're there next year.
Well, you know what does it for me is Loose Cannons, I think, is one of the best IPA, session IPAs that's out there.
Very nice.
Actually, best IPAs overall.
Wow, that's a tall order, my friend.
I love it. I absolutely love that
beer.
Wow.
Especially in the IPA category, just say that's a top. That says a lot.
Well, it's like... It's my session IPA beer.
I got you. Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's your go-to IPA.
Yeah, because like if I'm looking around, and I see that's there. I'm absolutely going for it. I've cooked with it. I drank it. I sleep with it. Ray, you didn't sleep with it, did you? Oh, you had to nurture it.
And we are on the whole Valentine's dirty subject, so that fits right in there. It only hurts when I pee.
You think by now you would have gotten that fixed, but...
Yeah, you know, you live with so long, Spoon, you just kind of call it a friend. You get used to it, it's okay.
You have to put, like, a bottle opener or something in its mouth so we can go over there.
Dude, you know I had it on earlier? The Real Deal Brazil hat.
No way.
It fits right between the horns, man. It looks cool. And if any of you guys have seen us with, you know, them Real Deal Brazil canvas hats on with the beer caps on them, it's yes. made by a guy by Frank Raby. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And it's realdealbrazil.com if you want to check out the hats. They're really cool hats, man. Highly recommended. They're the shit, man. I wear mine all the time. Every day I actually brew, even if I'm by myself, put the hat on. It's now an official brew hat. Love nice. It. Real Deal Brazil, man. Check them out. We should do
so how you doing on that beer?
I'm actually milking mine, dude, because it's, you know, it's raging bitch, man. It's amazing beer. So far, dude, I mean, the other two beers were great. But Raging Bitch is just, like I said, it's one of my favorites. I love this beer. And it maybe the Belgian whore in me, I don't know. But it's just it's just phenomenal.
Ooh. But also, mine's only like 4.5%.
Yeah, mine's 8 point what? What'd I say? 8.9%? No, 8.3, I'm sorry.
Let's see. Well, now, one of the things that we've been doing here in Studio B as we're getting ready for it again.
Yeah, finally, though. It's come to fruition.
Yes, it is very nice. So we've gone through all the beer glasses and wine glasses. And I'm looking at my next beer. I'm thinking, I need to go get a snifter for it.
And I don't know about you, Spoon, but lately, I mean, just especially when I'm reviewing beers, I tend to just go with the snifters more often than anything.
Well, tonight with the beers that we've had, I've gone with a pint glass. I've gone with my Fathead's pint glass.
Yeah, which is, you know, standard, traditional. But, I mean, but for me, I get so much more out of the beers than a snifter. I get more aroma, and maybe it's in my head, I don't know. But I just prefer them in that this vessel type, if you will.
This vessel.
This type.
So for when we get done with this, though, I do have a bottle of Noble Rot from Dogfish Head that I'm probably going to end up drinking tonight.
Oh, dude, you need to really need to save that until I get there. Or... I saw your boy, man. He actually advertised it. If you could pick me up one, that would be awesome. Oh, dude. Next beer. You know, I pimped the shit out of the Raging Bitch, but there is one that I just love more.
Attention, campers. It's now the final beer of the evening.
That's right, folks. Last beer. Beers.
Last beers of the evening.
Of the evening,
so
yes.
We're doubling up on you again, man. And we're getting more bang for your buck this way. You guys should be happy.
Absolutely.
More beers for you.
Yes.
In a more responsible manner. Not really.
And more responsible is a very, very good way of putting this. And actually, since I did get rid of my last glass. But see, here's the thing. Is since I lost my beloved Dogfish Head snifter glass, I had to go into the cabinet and pull out my other sniffer, which is like a little tiny one compared to the Dogfish.
That's like a mead
one.
Glass, dude.
Yeah, it's a little itty-bitty one.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Here's another thing. Right before we do the last beers, I was interviewed for the Point Park newspaper, which is part of, they have like a thing with the Pittsburgh Tribune Review.
Yeah, so, very proud of you for doing that, dude. That's awesome. Very proud of you.
The article's probably going to appear in both of them.
Nice.
But the nice young lady, Justine, had asked me, she's like, you know, what's the deal with craft beers? Why are they so much more popular now than, you know, like the hipsters drinking the PBR? Like,
well, that's still the case in some circles in Pittsburgh. But
well, I was like, well, people are getting tired of drinking beer that's depressing.
Yeah, that's right.
And really, if you see a hipster drinking a beer, you probably don't want to drink what they have because they're probably depressed too.
Yeah, I mean,
they're like the.
You remember that Ed Hardy beer I did years back?
Oh,
oh dear God!
Well, see, the hipsters now are more like the, I guess the emo kids, but like they have jobs.
I wish my lawn was emo so it would cut itself.
I love that.
Yeah.
So that article is going to be coming out if it's out. By the time the show's released, we'll link to it. Otherwise, you're just going to have to watch for it. Actually,
sure.
if you go to our Facebook page, we'll have it linked from there as soon as it's made available. So.
Yeah, definitely, man. Awesome, man. Very proud of you for that, brother.
So it's time for the final beers of the evening.
Final beers of the evening.
What do you have?
Let's talk about yours first, because yours kind of fits into the whole theme a little bit more than mine does. I mean, mine kind of fits in, but you have to have a sick mind, like I do. But let's talk about yours first.
The beer that I have, which is now at room temperature,
which is not always a bad thing.
No, is the Flying Dog Horn Dog.
Horn Dog. See, barley wine. We told you at the beginning of the show this is going in a certain direction. If you haven't gotten it by now, you need to get out more. I'm just saying.
Or this is where Sick Puppy usually says, kill yourself.
You know, yeah, by this time in the relationship, I'm at the clinic. Because they're free.
So this one comes in at 10.2%. It's got the German pearl and northern hops.
It's got a pearl necklace.
Yes, and it's also in 2009 won the gold medal at the GABF. It was the 07 vintage.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it's a lot of people, if you've been with us since the beginning of the show, you know that we don't like barley wines, and it's progressed where we're starting to like
them. Yeah, I'm actually more into wheats now than barley wines, but I'm working on both, man.
So yeah, it's I've got the this is beautiful. It's like it's almost like a plum color, like a rose wine.
Wow,
I don't want to say rose wine. It's like a deep mahogany actually color.
Does it have that
It's nice. It's very malty. Malty nose on it, I guess is the best way to put it.
Okay.
I can pick up the sweetness from like the toffee, probably, is what I'm thinking.
See, that's why I want to try that beer. I wish I had it, because I love that toffee flavor in a beer, man.
It's got the dark fruit aroma to it. It's like you could tell this is going to be pretty good.
When you say dark fruits, when you mean like that raisin kind of date?
Like a licorice?
Oh, even like licorice?
Licorice isn't really a fruit, but...
But you're getting...
I know what you mean, yeah.
You're getting that anise or anise, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
So.
Nice. Is it very boozy, though? I mean, a lot of barley wines I know are pretty boozy.
Mm. Oh, God, dude.
I mean, for 10.2%, it's, I would expect it to be boozy, so is it?
It's not boozy.
Okay, cool. But, cool. That's a plus for me.
You could definitely pick up like some of the raisin in it. Wow.
Very nice. Very nice.
Mm. It's dry. It's very creamy when it's sitting on your palate.
Wow. See, creamy and barley wine doesn't really click with me, but that's interesting. I'll have to try it.
It's more of a creamy.
Yeah, mouthfeel. Roll with that, dude. Yeah. I mean, I could.
But it's it finished just kind of dry, like a. I don't want to say like a Merlot, but.
It just leaves the back of your throat a little dry, right?
Yeah, it's... Wow. Well, this is actually really nice. I like this.
Huh.
But it doesn't say what vintage it is. I mean, I know I got it this year, but it doesn't say, like, what year that they actually brewed this.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was, like, last year's or if this is actually, like, the... this year's wine that, barley wines you should sit on. It doesn't say it on the bottle, which is unfortunate, but...
I mean, any barley wine, in my opinion, you should, it's not going to hurt to sit on it. I mean, that's what...
Yeah, of most barley wines you should sit on for at least 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, on average, sure. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that.
Or as Hunter S. Thompson said, good people drink good beer.
Yeah, good beer, no shit. That's fine, I would say.
Apparently, I'm a good people now, so...
You are good people, Spoon. You are good people, my friend.
I be good people, so.
Yeah. See, now the beer I have, Spoon, it doesn't really fit in with our, sexual agenda.
Okay.
Unless you're weird and have a bestiality kind of thing going, I guess. That's the only way I can describe it, brother.
What do you have?
I have the Cujo Imperial Coffee Stout from Flying Dog.
Yeah, but that's a love story.
It's the rabid St. Bernard attacking you in your own home.
Yeah, but people love that dog.
Yeah, that's true. It was a cute little St. Bernard until it went all evil and shit.
Yeah, but it's spelled different, though.
It is. I mean, maybe I can... Yes, yeah, I can't even...
Maybe that's how they got around the copyright.
Oh, wow, it is spelled with a K. Interesting. I just now noticed that. Good catch. But in all honesty, Spoon, in reality, this is the exact same beer as their Wild Dog Coffee Stout. It's the same damn beer.
Really?
They just put a new name on it, as far as I've seen, yeah. And this is an American Double Imperial Stout, 8.9%. They renamed it or not. I mean, Wild Dog Coffee Stout, or Cujo Imperial Coffee Stout. It's an amazing beer, dude. And it comes in at, what the hell did this come in at? I forgot already. 8.9%, I think. Yeah, 8.9%. About 40 IBUs, which is a really good sign because it is that coffee stout kind of thing. You don't really want it too overly hopped. They're using Northern Brewer and Golding's hops in it with an English ale yeast, which kind of gives it a little bite. But, it just smells of, it reeks of good coffee, dude. Really dark coffee. I love the aroma of this beer.
That seems like an oxymoron. It reeks of good.
It reeks of good. It reeks of goodness, yes. But this is one of the beers where, you know, I can just sit there and just enjoy the aroma and just milk this beer and sit on it for a while and enjoy it for, you know, a long period
this
of time.
One, I could definitely sit back on. This is very nice.
Yeah, speaking of, you know, we were talking about Cujo in the movie and the Stephen King, right? Wasn't that Stephen King? Cujo? I don't remember. It was years ago. But it kind of piqued my curiosity, yes. Dude, because I started reading the description from Flying Dog. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Enjoy your new pet, he said. 12 hours later, your heart is pounding with terror as you wake up to find the savage beast growling over a puddle of your neighbor's organs. And that's not coffee on your breath this morning. It's fear. Sleep tight, my friend.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Beer with attitude that's also delicious. Right up my alley. Label's kind of freaky, too. It's got some crazy dog on it.
Well, yeah, that's a messed up label, but...
Yeah. In a good way. But I think overall, Spoon, all the beers we tried tonight, yeah. I'm a whore for the Raging Bitch, but for me, hands down, whether you want to call it Wild Dog Coffee Stout or Cujo, you know, Coffee Imperial Stout, this is my favorite. Love this beer.
Well, I have to say, as much as I like this beer, I might have to go with the Hefe, the In Heat Wheat.
Wow, over the barley wine. Interesting.
Yeah, it's you know, that's low alcohol in that one too. But it was very refreshing, and I think with that beer, like in my profile when I go around talking to people about craft beers, I think that's one of the beers that's really going to like win people over too. It was a very well balanced beer. It had a lot of the characteristics I'm looking for. Even though if you look outside, there's actually snow on the ground right now.
Yeah, sad but true, man. It's gonna be in the 20s this weekend, brother.
But I think the barley wine definitely is warming me up for it.
Yeah, nice winter beer, man. Tis the season, I suppose.
Now, speaking of, this is the other thing, too, I wanted to tell you. So we got a message from the people over at Black Star.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. Thanks for bringing that up.
I can't remember if we brought it up with the show or not. I know we
mentioned I think we did a while back. Post. Yeah. But
I got a bottle and a can of the Black Star beer from out there in Montana, which was I thought it was a fantastic beer.
Well, actually, I have to have them send us some more and check them out on the show.
I'd love it if they send us more. It's a really great beer. It's a great session beer. It actually kind of reminded me of the Flying Dog Amber that we had.
Oh, wow.
Along those lines of the old Scratch.
Okay.
But what they did is they have this, they've got this kind of like fundraiser thing that goes on every year, and they give away free beer for a year. So you get like you get 52 cases of beer basically. You get
a case actually, a week. Wow, they average it out a case a week. Holy shit!
I think that's what it usually comes out to. I was looking at the videos and everything.
Do you have to be local to receive that?
What you have to do is you have to kind of audition and say, here's why I deserve to have this beer.
Ah.
And the cool thing is they usually get it's a shitload of talent of people that go out to Montana to say, hey, here's what I want to do. You know, here's why I deserve it. And this year they had like the ultimate party bus. They had a fire dancer and they had pro skateboarders doing stunts. It was like a three-way tie.
Also, I hear that they had somebody bartering a year's supply of macaroni and cheese or some shit in exchange for the beer.
Well, here's the thing is they have a lot of cool shit, and it goes to helping out sick kids again.
Sure.
You know, this is the cool thing with craft beer.
Good
is
cause,
that,
man, yep.
Is that, you know, we've got this great beer, and they're using it to help support the sick kids.
Yeah,
know?
It was for the, this year, I don't know if it was every year, Spoon, but this year was the American Cancer Society.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the previous years. Mm-hmm. But one thing that they had sent me, which really, you know, of course, you know, tugs on their heartstrings. So the cool thing is, you know, it's, they raised a lot of money for this. Black Star Beer is going to donate $5,000 to the American Cancer Society on her behalf.
Awesome.
Of on the behalf of Peggy Miller, who's a 9-year breast cancer survivor. But see, this is what I love about craft beer is the fact that, you know, craft breweries get together for local causes. They're local.
Yeah.
They're local beers who help support the local community. So it's by buying their beers, you're investing in the community.
Yep.
And you're helping out the local people. And they have so much fun while doing it. We're going to link to the video, so you guys have to watch how much fun these guys have. You know, basically, they're trying to barter. Like, they're basically, what happens is they barter their skills for the craft beer.
Yeah.
And this, I remember watching it. I looked at the video on the press release, and they had this dude that brought in this bus. He's like, the bus doesn't work. But I want to trade it in, and it's so much fun. And this is what craft beer is about, having a good time, helping out people, and it's just, I don't know, it was fun. It's something I definitely wanted to bring up, because those guys out at Black Star, you know, it's, I wish they were in Pennsylvania, because they would definitely make a killing out here.
Oh, yeah,
especially,
dude.
Especially just with their whole vibe and everything of the business.
Yep.
So
love it, man, love it.
That's what I have to say. But this beer is fantastic, by the way, too.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, like I said, you know, like you talked about earlier, Spoon, you know, we're not into barley wines, and I've actually ignored that beer for a while because it is a barley wine. Maybe I should just pick it up again, you know? Always revisit a beer. Well, what do we always say? Except for butternuts.
Fucking butternuts. I don't really want to talk about butternuts.
Yeah, I don't know if they deserve a second chance even after all that time now, probably.
Oh, we've given them a second chance.
They have a new brewer now, so I don't know, you know, who knows? Maybe one of these days. One of these days, pow, right in the kisser. But yeah, dude. I mean, let's do a little review here. We started with the, you know, you start out the night with, after dinner with Doggy Style. What did you think of Doggy Style? Was it good for you?
it was good. I think it's a good starter.
Yeah,
into the craft beer world. If people say that they like hoppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
If not, I would say In Heat Wheat is the way to go if you want to get like the Bud Coors Miller people into that.
You know, once you do the Doggy Style, you know, you get that Old Scratch in the morning. What do you think of the Old Scratch?
Old Scratch, I thought was it's a very good amber lager.
Right. I would put that on the bottom of my list tonight, though.
Yeah.
Not that it's bad, but overall, compared to the ones we've done, it's probably my least favorite.
Okay. What did you think of the Raging Bitch?
Well, I love the Raging Bitch. Can't go wrong with the Raging Bitch, dude. I mean, that's all me. That Belgian-y yeast with the hops. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of Belgian / IPAs, which isn't a traditional thing. And a lot of other breweries do it that I don't like. But Flying Dog, theirs I really, really like. It's a well-balanced conundrum of Belgian and IPA.
The Horn Dog, I love. This is a very good barley wine.
Nice.
I mean, honestly, we didn't have any bad beers from Flying Dog, which is always a great thing to see.
I don't ever remember having any bad beers from Flying Dog, to be honest with you.
And what do you think of your Cujo?
Oh, I love the Cujo. I'm kind of fighting right now. I know they're two different styles, but which one do I like better? I can't really compare the two together because one's a Belgian IPA and the other one's a, you know, Imperial Coffee Stout.
Right.
But as my personal tastes go, I would probably reach for the Cujo over the Raging Bitch.
Okay.
Just because it has that roasted coffee, you know, thing going on, which I really, really love. So my all-time favorite, I would say, tonight is the Cujo.
Okay.
Imperial Coffee Stout, baby.
Yeah, I'm going with my In Heat Wheat is my number one overall.
So you're in heat for a Cujo.
I'm saying I'm in heat for a Horn Dog.
Horn Dog. What did I want to say earlier? You know, you do a little Doggy Style, get the Old Scratch from the Raging Bitch, because you're in heat.
And now you catch your theme.
And what are you going to do? You know.
So here's one of our big announcements that we've been waiting to tell Yinz about.
Roll with it.
Because Yinz just rolls off the tongue like that.
Yeah.
So, a lot of you guys have been asking us for an app, and
yes,
we have one for you. Through the wonderful people at Stitcher, we now have an app.
Yes.
You can now listen to streaming audio of Should I Drink That? So if you go to shouldidrinkthat.com/app, you will be sent to the page where you can download the Stitcher app to listen to us on your iPhone or your iPad or your Droid. That's right. So whenever we have a new show that comes out, it'll appear on your phone.
Yes.
And that's what we're going with for right now. So definitely check it out. If you don't have the Stitcher app, click on the link that you will be given once you actually go to that website, or on the shouldidrinkthat.com webpage, or on facebook.com/shouldidrinkthat. We're going to have links to the app so you can download it, listen to our show, enjoy streaming all the time, 24/7, and for 2012, 366 days a year.
366 days a year, yeah!
Because we have 29 in February this year.
That's right. It's a fucking leap year.
Which, thank God, Teaspoon was born on the 28th and not on the 29th.
Good point.
That poor guy. Oh, my God. So, yeah, check that out.
Yeah, definitely.
Or you could go to stitcher.com/shouldidrinkthat and just save yourself all the time from clicking links and just go to that right away.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sick Puppy, happy Valentine's Day, dude.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Yes, Pookie.
But, dude, you know, even to our fans, men and ladies alike, happy Valentine's Day, motherfuckers.
Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy the holiday.
Probably not.
Or should I drink that.com? This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This is the most fucked up sick puppy. Happy Valentine's Day, you bastards.
Happy Valentine's Day, where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right.
Boy, I got pissed. I can't wait to beat this snack.
You know I'm stupid. I'm a dog. I should have wore a bag.